Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Evan Lambert did get in. Hey, Evan, thank you for joining us on WGN. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
So you were covering the National Guardsman, the 21-year-old from the Massachusetts Air National Guard, in court today. This guy liked to brag a lot, right?
Yeah, I like to brag on this social media site, Discord, this forum site. And that is really what led the judge just within the last 30 to 45 minutes to make a ruling that he's going to be waiting in jail until his trial. He cited a lot of his posts on social media as a reason essentially not to trust him if he were to let him out with conditions.
I thought perhaps people that were in jail had access to some social media. They do not. That's in this case, it needs to be forbidden. But I read that prior to being turned in by people he was bragging to and sharing all these classified documents on Discord, that he had been written up previously. Did any of that get talked about in court today?
Yeah, so the judge citing that specifically in coming to his conclusion as well. This essentially was kind of a part two of the detention hearing. So last month, Jack Teixeira had this hearing, and the judge said, look, I need some more time to make my decision on whether or not he's going to be able to be released with conditions until his trial. That was today, and the judge came back, and really after only about 5 minutes after the hearing started, made that ruling saying he had read the motions that from the prosecution and the defense, and he didn't have any questions, and he said, hey, you're going to have to remain in jail because of some really concerning things, essentially, you know, the arguments of the government that he had a history that was concerning, and as you just mentioned, had been admonished twice before from his superiors in September and October of 2022 for accessing classified information that was not related to his job duties. And that was new. This is what we learned from the government's filing leading up to this hearing earlier this week. And so those court documents say that he was told by superiors in those two instances to not take notes, was caught taking notes and allegedly stuffing them into his pockets related to this classified information, and then also was told on a separate occasion to stop doing, quote, deep dives into classified intelligence information. So, look, this raising some even more serious questions about why Teixeira still had access to his security clearance months after those warnings from his superiors.
Yeah. That just sounds crazy to me. I mean, he had U.S. security clearance and he was obviously breaking the rules. They caught him and they continued to allow him to use his security clearance. And I know when the story first broke, we're talking about the 21-year-old National Guardsman out of Massachusetts that, you know, not only took secrets, but made copies of them, posted them on Discord, bragged about them. But people were like, how can somebody of that age have this kind of security clearance? But honestly, the military wouldn't be able to function if they didn't trust people of that age and give them security clearances. They wouldn't be able to get their job done. And I understand that there's something like what did I probably didn't come up in court today, but there's like 4 million people in our nation that have that type of security clearance. So it's not all that unusual, right?
Sure. And it's what's more concerning is this particular person's history with access to that information. Apparently, to do his job in an IT capacity is what his job required. He needed to have access to certain classified systems. And what the problem is what he's accused of doing with that access, which apparently his supervisors had known about. And that's what we really didn't know until this week. And that is what is prompting, you know, some really serious questions for the Pentagon. They were asked about it yesterday and pretty much gave a non-answer, citing multiple ongoing investigations. That unit of the Air National Guard has its own investigation. There's a larger investigation that the Pentagon is doing, not to mention this criminal investigation that is continuing.
And what are the criminal charges against him?
So essentially violations of the Espionage Act, and I believe he could face about 25 years at minimum in prison if he's convicted. And so he's accused of accessing and essentially taking this national defense information that really could put and has jeopardized potentially a long list of people. The judge calling today in the suspension hearing these accusations a, quote, profound breach, saying that Teixeira had no right to this information. And we know it's about the war in Ukraine, some real time at the time in February and March, battlefield locations, which could have been used to benefit Russia. There was also some information wider than the war in Ukraine that exposed some spying that the U.S. does on its allies, which has really ruffled some feathers as well. So the judge, in making this decision, cited a long list of people that Teixeira allegedly put at risk, saying that that list, quote, could be as long as the phone book. A little outdated mentioned there with the phone book, but clearly this all went into his decision to keep Teixeira behind bars until his trial, and we don't have a date set for that yet.
Thank you so much for joining us, Evan. We appreciate your work.
Thanks, Lisa.